So hi everyone, it's me again, Angela Daly, your host of the Rule of Law Rules podcast. Welcome back, and thanks to all of our regular subscribers for all of their support and comments over the last few months. And I'd like to extend a warm welcome to anyone joining us today for the first time. You're listening to the Rule of Law Rules podcast from the Konrad Adenauer Foundation. In this podcast, we talk to international experts about the rule of law in the age of digitalisation, and we gain insights into recent developments in different parts of the world. So far in this podcast, we've spoken to guests from South America and different parts of Europe to discuss developments in data protection. We've spoken a lot about the EU General Data Protection Regulation, its implementation in the EU, and its influence outside of the EU as well. Today we are travelling again, this time to the Middle East and North Africa, more specifically Lebanon and Qatar, for our April guest, Mr. Nadeem Jemayel. Nadeem is a politician and lawyer, based between Beirut, Lebanon and Doha, Qatar. He was a member of the Lebanese Parliament between 2009 and 2020, and during that time, he was head of the Lebanese Parliament's Information Technology Committee until his resignation from the Parliament in August 2020. Nadeem is also president of the Bashir Jemayel Foundation and founder of NGO Ashrafieh 2020. Hello and welcome, Nadeem. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. And hi to all our listeners.
So we like to start and end our episodes with some quickfire questions to introduce you and your views on data protection. So we have three questions. I will start the question and you can finish it with the first thing that comes to mind. So first question, data protection is my favorite topic because...
It's the future of geopolitics. And it's carving all the geopolitic structure and relation between the future of the world.
Second question. The first time I realized the importance of data protection was...
When I was elected chairperson of the IT committee in the parliament.
And finally, data protection is a typically Lebanese thing because...
Because Lebanese are not at all aware about data protection. And it's a very, very, very new law that has been introduced in Lebanon in 2019.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing a bit more about these developments in Lebanon in our longer questions. So Nadeem, can you tell us a bit more about your work in this area of data protection and digitalization?
Yes, actually, I was elected chairperson of the IT committee, and for the last 17 years, the committee was trying to pass a law that is in relation with e-transaction, e-commerce, e-business, e-banking, etc., and at the same time, data protection. But for several political reasons, this law was never passed. So when I first get elected, my objective was to pass this law. I had a lot of reticence, especially from the social, from the civil society, who considered that the data protection was not enough protecting their rights and their privacy, and they wanted to stop the law. So at this moment, I told them, you know what, this law has been very lasting, and it took a lot of time to go through this law. So I preferred to pass it, let's vote on it, and then we will amend the data protection part out of it. And actually, the law was passed in 2018, actually at the end of 2018. And we've started to work on a new data protection law, very specific to data protection. And mainly, I will not say very similar, but we were inspired by the European GDPR.
Great. So you must have been very happy when the law eventually passed, especially if it was so many years in preparation.
Of course, it was a very important milestone in the legislation, in the Lebanese legislation and legal framework, because it have set a new rule, and specifically it has introduced a new layer of regulation in respect of all kind of e-transaction, of recognizing the electronic transaction as being part of the common business transaction. And this was very, very important, because prior to this law, no judicial or no tribunal were able to take into consideration any email, any proof that was an electronic proof, etc. So once this law was passed, this was for us a very, very, very important milestone in Lebanon. It come very late, but at least we are there now. Now we're working more into data protection and respecting the privacies of our citizens.
Okay, so how does this new law and these developments in Lebanon compare to the situation more generally in the Middle East? Can you give us an overview of developments in data protection governance in the region more generally?
Yeah, actually, I don't have a very wide knowledge about what's happening in all the region, but I know, for example, that in Qatar or in Dubai, they have a data protection law, they have an e-transaction law, they have a data governance law in order to manage all their data, etc. And this is very, very important. In addition to the fact that the law was passed and there is a data protection law, there is another question that is very important: who manages this data? And as you know, the GDPR, for example, have created an institution, a legal entity that would manage this data protection independently from the political and the government side. Like in all the European countries, this kind of entity exists. Now, in the Arab country, and this is one of our major concern, is that none of these countries has established a free entity or an independent entity in order to manage data protection. It's all linked to a ministry, a department in the ministry, etc. And this, I think, is not well adapted to follow up all the development and the fast legislation that is needed in this respect.
Sure. So do you think that there are some concerns about the independence of these bodies that are overseeing the law? And do you think that's causing problems for the implementation of data protection laws and their enforcement?
There is different issues, but the main one is about that these bodies should regulate and should control. Now, I'm not sure that the regulation can go as fast as the technology is going fast. Second, on a matter of control, I'm not sure how much the governmental entities are ready to implement or to really understand and to really protect the privacy of their citizens. Because especially in the Arab world, we know very much, and in all the laws, it was very, very specifically mentioned that all what is related to government, public entities, national security, national interest are not covered by the data protection. Specifically in this respect, the data protection or the bodies, these bodies, doesn't have as a major concern the protection of the privacy of their people. Their major concern is probably to protect the privacy of their data towards any international interference or attack or cybersecurity, etc. So I'm not sure how much these people or these governments are aware about the privacy that we are talking about together now.
So you mentioned that developments in the European Union had influenced the adoption of this new law in Lebanon. So the introduction of the GDPR in Europe in 2018 has obviously been a very significant development for those of us within the European Union and also globally. What do you think about these developments in the EU, and what has the influence of the GDPR been where you are?
Yes, the GDPR had influenced a lot our legislation, the legislation in the Arab countries, and I think legislation all over the world, because I think it's probably the most important and the most heaviest content related to privacy and to protection of the people's data. Now, my main concern here is that for me, GDPR is a very heavy legal framework. Now, it's true that a lot of countries were inspired by the GDPR, but at the end, the GDPR by itself is a huge burden for a lot of companies, specifically for small and medium enterprise or for entrepreneurships who wants to enter the market, it imposed on them and it burdened them with a lot of regulation, a lot of conditions, and this is very heavy for them to start or to continue, and it gives them less competitivity with the big companies like Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc., who are established, who has a lot of money to invest in GDPR, in privacy by design, etc. But the small and medium enterprise are failing to be able to comply with the GDPR, facing what's happening. And here we're not talking about the fines that these companies will have to pay in case of failure to comply with the GDPR. Like, for example, we saw a lot of company that was fined by the regulator millions and millions of dollars. So these big companies can afford paying such amount, but when it goes to small and medium enterprise, I'm not sure that this is also the case.
And has that influenced how data protection laws have been formulated in your region, either in Lebanon or more generally? Has there been a distinction between small and medium enterprises and the big, you know, technology companies?
Yes, we see in the region. Now, in Lebanon, I was concerned by drafting the law, but in other region, I was just here and I'm applying them. We can see that the burden of the legislation is less heavy. It has the same principle, it has the same values, it has the same direction, but it doesn't have the same way of applicability. It's very light, it's very shallow, and at the end, everything goes back to the government who is in charge of applying this data privacy. Now, for me, this GDPR has created a division in the world, like, you know, and especially now the data privacy has divided the world into three big regions, the United States and the freedom of data, the European Union with the GDPR, and we can call it also the GDPR heavens, and we have the China model, which is totally, the government is totally in control of all the data and all the enterprises and all the companies that works in China has to send their data to the government, which analyze them and control them. So these are the big three models of region that is competing today in the world. And as we know that the future will be owned by those who control the data and those who had the power to use this data. And my main concern, and this is what we're seeing today, and it's a matter of fact, that the two big competitors in this domain, in technology and in the fourth revolution, is the fourth revolution, which is the technology revolution and the electronic revolution, is the Chinese and the Americans. The European, it's true that has been very focused on the freedom of privacy, but has put beside the competition and the innovation, because these kind of regulation also sometimes is a very heavy burden for competition and for innovation. This is, I think, a big question that the European has to ask themselves. Does the GDPR really push them to create new content, to create new development, new innovation, and to compete with the world? Or does this GDPR for the last, let's say, 5 or 10 years, create burdens for companies to be able to innovate and compete exactly like they should do with the Chinese and the American? Now, this is a pure European question, but I believe that the Arab world today is taking a bit of everything. At the same time, is trying to control the privacy for their people, or they try to protect privacy, sorry, for their people. And from the other hand, they try to use the data of all the data that are receiving from all the company working in their area to be able to manage and control their security, their future, their competition with the world, etc., etc. So I think they took a little bit of everything, but this has to be monitored and analyzed.
Okay, thanks a lot for that, Nadim. That's a really good introduction to some of the dynamics around data protection in the Arab world or the Middle East, and some of the factors that seem to be driving data protection laws, privacy on the one hand, but also other concerns like national security, geopolitics, innovation, competitiveness, and so on. Looking more specifically at data protection laws and legislation, whether in Lebanon or more generally in the Arab world, do the laws tend to take a general approach to data protection, or are different sectors regulated differently? So for instance, you know, the health and medicine might be regulated differently to finance when it comes to data protection.
I will take the example of Lebanon and Qatar that I know very well. Like, for example, for Lebanon, the sensitive data is defined as being the health and some other specific data, and it has to get the approval from the ministry before being able to treat this kind of data. All other data I consider as open data and has to follow some principle of data protection. In Qatar also, in Doha, the law was very specific that everything that is related to ethnics, races, medical, and very sensitive data related to security and to national security has also to have their approval for treating such data from the government directly or from the ministry that is related to this data protection. In Qatar, the Ministry of Telecom is the one responsible for all the data management or the data privacy. However, in Lebanon, we have around five ministries that are in charge of data privacy. The Ministry of Health for the health security, the Ministry of Interior for the national security, the Ministry of Defense for the very sensitive data related to national security, the Ministry of Economy for the business side, Ministry of Justice for all kind of stuff related to judiciary, etc. So Lebanon has introduced the fact that it's using all its ministries in order to manage data privacy. And I believe that this is very wrong because it doesn't bring the same type of protection for everyone. Like if the Ministry of Health is not well adapted to control or to supervise or to put rules in order to ensure data privacy, this wouldn't happen. Probably the Ministry of Technology or Ministry of Telecommunication is more adapt for such things, etc., etc. So putting all these people was a political issue because they wanted to bring everybody to be involved in this law. But at the end, it will end up being a kind of fiasco in data protection.
It sounds very complex and maybe lacking consistency if you have many bodies involved in enforcement. Actually, that brings us to the next question. You've touched a little bit on enforcement and implementation already, but what do you think about how the data protection laws are being enforced, particularly enforced against private companies? Also, you know, do governments in your region respect data protection laws themselves in their own functioning?
This is what I was saying before. I don't think that the government respect data protection because they remove themselves from being part of the of being regulated by the law or by abiding to the law. In this respect, the government doesn't use data protection and the government used the data for its own interest. From the private sector point of view, I didn't hear until now any company that was fined for not respecting data privacy. So I'm not sure if they are controlled or not, but I didn't hear anything in this respect.
You did mention before that some of the people tasked with enforcing data protection laws or some of the agencies may not have a very good understanding of what data protection is. Do you think there is sufficient understanding and knowledge of data protection for effective enforcement, or that is something that needs to be improved?
This needs to be much, much improved. Like I take the example of Lebanon, the ministry, the government, we've had a lot of meeting with them when I was chairing the IT committee. I did a lot of meeting with the people responsible of the data protection in the different ministries, and they were not aware at all about data protection. So awareness was completely absent. Now in the Arab world, since everything is related to the government, I'm also not sure that the people that has to implement the data protection are really aware about the enforceability and the enforcement of such law. That it's more about implementing it in the design phase, in the execution phase, but when it comes to the failure in application of the data protection, I'm not sure they have the know-how / the empowerment to do such fine or such enforceability.
Now, moving on to looking at the private sector a bit more, we spoke a bit about fines or the lack of fines so far, but has the private sector also had a role in dialogue on data protection in the region? What I mean is, has the private sector actually worked alongside regulators and policymakers to create and implement data protection laws in the region, or has the private sector been quite kind of separate from the government and regulators?
Personally, I think that the private sector is the one who dragged the public sector to move into data protection. The private sector, and specifically the banking sector, is the one who requested at first to apply and to implement the GDPRs and the data protection for banks. I know that for a fact, that it's the Central Bank of Lebanon who requested from all the banks to abide by the GDPR/ data protection. And then the government, much later, requested to all the companies to start applying to GDPR. Secondly, since our relation with Europe is very, very strong, and I'm specifically talking about Lebanon, all our companies has representation office, has businesses to do with the European. So companies, in order to be able to do all this business with the European companies or the European entities, had to implement the GDPR or a kind of data protection to their datas much prior to when the law was issued in 2019. So we have companies who started applying GDPRs, or not GDPRs, but data protection, since 2015, 2014. Back then, we saw a lot of company starting to implement data protection. In other countries, you have a lot of public entities, but which is independent, like Free Zone, like DIFC in Dubai, like Qatar Financial Center in Qatar. We see also that their data protection law is much older than the one that was applied in the States. So these kind of entity or bodies that is a little, it's, it are kind of free zone or independent entity, much more open to the relation, to the business, to the financial relation between European and the Arab world, has implement faster and prior to everybody data protections.
Okay, so do I understand correctly then that some of these free zones within a bigger country have actually applied data protection standards first and before the country itself has?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's really interesting. So you spoke earlier about the role of civil society in Lebanon, that civil society wasn't very content with the law that actually came to pass there. Can you tell us a bit more about civil society, either in Lebanon or in the region more generally? How have they engaged in debates about data protection? And have they actually started any campaigns or even litigation on data protection issues?
Look, I'm going to speak specifically for Lebanon, because I know very well and I was very much involved in the activity of the civil society in this respect. We have a lot of NGOs who are working to protect data protection and specifically to create awareness. And today, I think the major point of data protection worldwide and not only in the Arab world is that people are not aware about data protection and are not concerned about data protection. And they say, okay, if I can use Facebook for free or YouTube for free or whatever for free, and if they take my information and what did I tweet, I don't have problem. This is public information. So they are not aware exactly about the dangers and where can the data protection or where can their data lead to what kind of decision. And this is why we've tried a lot with the civil society in Lebanon to bring awareness and to make the people understand why are the data, unprotected data, dangerous for a lot of sector, politically, judiciary, from a terrorism point of view, from an education point of view, and anything. And this is not yet very well understood. And I believe this is not only the case in Lebanon, but also in the entire world.
So for the general public, not just kind of civil society groups, do you think ideas around privacy and data protection are viewed as foreign concepts, or they're not really part of cultural understanding?
It's cool concept. It's cool concept, but we don't really know for what. Like, it's nice to have data protection. It's cool to talk about data protection. Sorry, I'm saying it very in a friendly manner, but at the end, they don't really know why is data protection important and what are the kind of data that are collected, managed, what is sold, what is not sold, what is used for political description or what is used for national security issues. These are not very well understandable for the large public. No, now, when I do conferences, I always mention two examples that are very important, and I think people has to know. Like, for example, in Chicago, they developed an algorithm, a software that is called PredPol, which is Prediction Police. And they managed and they monitored all your data that you're using in all kind of softwares and application, etc. And at the end, they can predict if you're going to do a crime or not. And they arrest you, not based on the fact that you committed the crime, but you may be able to commit a crime. And this is the kind of data that is very dangerous. The second point, which is also very important, is that it's like when you go voting. You know, a lot of people says, why should I vote? My vote is 1/20 million. This is not different. And actually, here also, when you're talking about data, it's not data of one person as an individual. It's data taking as a community. And this is why it's very important to understand that it's exactly like a vote. When you go vote, you go and you choose the way you want your country to go and to move, or your society or whatever. And when they collect your data as an individual, collecting a mass data of a collective people would be able to do two things. First, to influence your voting direction, and second, to understand what are your voting direction in order to create a speech and create a political dialogue that will influence your voting. And this is very dangerous, because a lot of people, and today I think MIT are studying a case where probably they can create a ghost voting person in the parliament in Switzerland. Like, if we know exactly how people think, and we know exactly how people will decide, and we know exactly how people will vote at the end, so why not creating ghost people ghost people that will be your ghost in the parliament, and making these ghosts voting and not the real person voting? These are very interesting information and very interesting debate that will, I think, curve the future of politics and future of geopolitics and future of destiny of a human. And this is why I believe that data protection is very important, and specifically how the GDPR is being done. However, we need to understand that also data protection should not put burden to innovation and to competition between the companies and between the geographic area, between China, Europe, and the United States.
So we've spoken a lot about data governance activities in Lebanon, in the Middle East, Arab world a bit more generally, and also how they relate to global trends, including GDPR in the EU, but also activities in US and China to some extent as well. So what do you think is going to be the future of data governance, data protection activities in your region over the next few years?
I think the most important question today is how are politics going to use this data governance in order to set their power? We heard several leaders of the world saying that the future is about data, and the power of the future is about data. And the most important point is how to make sure that the government and the regimes, the Arab world or the international world, will not shift from a democratic regime to a totalitarian regime using data to control the people, and not using the data to bring more freedom and more development to their people. And we are seeing this. The in China, for example, China is developing and is growing on the detriment of their citizens' privacy. Government is taking everything, but probably China is already a totalitarian regime that can afford doing such a thing. Now the main question is how to make sure that in the future the democratic regime won't shift to totalitarian by using the data of their people to do their battle and their fights internationally.
And how do you think developments in data governance in the Arab world over the next few years are going to impact internationally? What kind of impact do you think that either the development of more data protection legislation or other practices, what kind of impact is this going to have in the world more generally?
The Arab world is developing very, very fast in technology and wants to be the hub of technology for the Eastern region. So I think a lot of law have to be passed and will be passed in the future. Should it be not only about data protection, but also about the digital market, how to net neutrality, all kind of law related to the management of this new sector and this new industry and this new revolution that is growing so fast, managing all the small sector, all the small parts of it.
And do you think these developments will have an impact internationally?
Laws evolve with the development of a society. So if really the Arab world is willing to move into having the hub of the East in this part of the world, it will have to be regulated and it will have to pass law that will influence all other sectors, and it will influence the all part of the world. So I know for a fact that, for example, a lot of company has been formed or has been incorporated in this part of the world, and is growing very fast and is penetrating the market in Europe, in US, etc. And in order to be able to compete with them, the Arab world has to set up new rules and regulation in order to make this company more adaptable for competition and for penetrating new markets.
Thanks so much, Nadeem. Now to finish, we have three more quick questions. As before, I will start the sentence and you can finish it with the first thing that comes to mind. So data protection is so big in Lebanon because?
Because everyone wants to have its part of it.
Data protection still needs to get better at
competition and innovation.
And finally, the rule of law rules because
it is enforceable.
Thanks very much for joining us today, Nadeem.
Thanks to you, and thanks for all the listeners for having listened to this podcast.
This was the fourth edition of the Rule of Law Rules podcast with me, Angela Daly, and our guest, Nadeem Jamayel. In the show notes, you can find out more about Nadeem, links to his activities, and more information about the Konrad Adenauer Foundation and its Rule of Law programme, which this podcast is part of. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel, where we will release new Rule of Law Rules episodes at the end of every month. If you liked this episode, then please give us a good rating and tell your data law geek friends about us too. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. See you next time. Bye.